In the 8th chapter of the Gospel of John, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." On one hand, it seems that for the sake of our health, that is, our spiritual, emotional, psychological, physical, and health all around, it would probably be best for us to turn off our television sets, get rid of social media, just use our computers for what they need to be used for work, silence the radios, etc., to stop the influx of depressing news, absurd opinions, and agitating views that continually flood our homes and minds, much like diseased waste from broken and swollen sewers. On the other hand, you certainly don't want to be ignorant of the things that are happening in the world around us, since all of it affects our lives in one way or another. In this information age, everything you can possibly know is instantaneously available on your phone at the press of an app or a Google search, and this is a monumental human achievement. It's truly making history and changing how human beings learn and how we're shaped in our minds and in our thoughts, and also in bad ways directed in our behavior. Technology certainly connects our worlds instantly. Like anything else, there are good and bad elements, and our human nature being what it is, we oftentimes, more often than not, I should say, in our human weakness, choose bad over good and sadly have to suffer the consequences of it. Now, I'm not a science fiction buff or a techie in any way, but like many of yourselves, I've heard about things like artificial intelligence and transhumanism, where basically you're making technology imitate or even surpass human thinking, as in artificial intelligence, or making human beings into walking computers by some fusion of the human brain with technology. That sounds like science fiction, but people are actually predicting and working on this. We hear and read about the rampant confusion, especially among young people in particular, with not only their own sexual identity questions, but even thinking they may have an animal or some other kind of identity. And there's just a long, long list of insanity and craziness, madness and greed and corruption, lust for power and control that, when you take a step back and look at it all, can leave you feeling hopeless and depressed. It's true. I think humanity has lost its sense of humanity, doesn't know how to be human anymore. And because of that, like the animals, we turn on each other, become incivil, and of course, it leads to unrest everywhere. All of this can be summed up in one word, evil. It's nothing else but that. It's evil. There is absolute and pure evil growing in the world, and with evil comes darkness. Now, I said this a long time ago at an Easter Vigil homily, well, Easter Sunday homily, that when you spell the word evil backwards, what do you get? You get live. E-V-I-L backwards is L-I-V-E, to live. So looking at it this way, evil is to live backwards. Evil is to live backwards. Evil is falsehood. It is not truth. Evil does not progress, it regresses. Evil does not build, but destroys. Evil does not make things better, but it worsens all things. Evil is not to enliven, evil is to kill. Evil is death, it is not life. And yes, there certainly is a spirit of evil, personified. Jesus told us that. His name is Lucifer, or Satan, or the devil, either way. He is filled with narcissism, hatred, and pride, and he has set himself up against God and all that is good and holy. Satan hates God, and he hates you, and he hates me, simply because you and I are made in God's image, and we're all destined to be united with God in heaven forever, and that's something that Satan himself lost because of his rebellion against God. So what does he do? By exploiting our human weakness and by always, always disguising evil as something good, attractive, or something desirable, he attempts to make human beings like himself through temptation. He gives us all these little suggestions that we indulge our passions, that we feed our egos, that we seize power and control and have dominion over each other. He makes us think that everything that exists is ours to do with as we please. My body, my choice, my mind, my this. I will do whatever I want as I see fit. In other words, it goes back to the Garden of Eden when you said to Adam and Eve, you'll be like gods if you do what I say. To think or to believe that I am God is certainly from the spirit of evil. To think or believe that I as a human being am God and that God is not is absolutely evil. Make yourselves God. But this is where we are. This is where we are at this point in history, where man wants to control his own destiny through domination, force, and pride. People don't simply say, I want to be God. Instead, they're basically saying, I am God, and there is no other. And then we commence to divide and conquer, destroy and kill. What happens when we do that? Satan laughs. He laughs at us mockingly because he knows what the end result is going to be. When human beings follow his suggestions, what happens is we bring hell on earth. We bring hell on earth because of our bestial pride, and then when we die, we inherit eternity in hell because of our own sin. For one moment of supposed power and glory here, we will spend an eternity of pain and despair in hell. And he laughs. But the prophet Isaiah tells us something different. He tells us that darkness and the sin from which it comes cannot and will not last forever. And we know that this darkness in the world doesn't even need to be here. It does not need to exist at all. We, the people who have walked in darkness, have seen a great light, he says. Upon those who have dwelt in a land of gloom, a light has shone. And brothers and sisters, we know that light is Jesus Christ himself. Jesus who shows us that to be truly human is to be like himself, not to be him, not to be God, but to be like God, that is, to be holy. We see in the Gospels that in his love for others, his love for all of us, in his preaching the word of truth, in his healing the sick, in his feeding of the hungry, in forgiving sin, bringing peace, restoring life, Jesus brought abundant joy and great rejoicing. Satan brings sadness and despair. Jesus, on the other hand, is joy and rejoicing. How does he do that? As St. Paul writes, though Jesus was indeed the Son of God in human form, he did not hold on to his divine majesty. Look up at the crucifix above the altar for a moment. He didn't hold on to his divine majesty. Instead, he humbled himself. He humbled himself and took the form of a slave, always obedient to God the Father's will, up to the point of offering himself as a sacrifice for our salvation. Because of Christ's humility, because of his love, because of his obedience, Jesus was then raised up in glory on the third day, so that at his name, every knee shall bend and every tongue shall declare that Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone is Lord. And what does he tell you and me? He says to us, what I have done, you must do. And whatever you do in memory of me. Remember that I live in you and you live in me. I work in you as you work in me. If you want glory, it doesn't come from this world or from yourself. Instead, empty yourselves and be humble. Give and do not take. Serve and do not be served. Heal the sick. Comfort the troubled. Tend to the lonely. Give hope to the discouraged. Feed the hungry, clothe the naked, forgive one another, work for peace, work for reconciliation, unite and do not divide, live in truth, and restore life, do not take it. Above all, be obedient. Be obedient to God alone who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He alone is God. We are not, and we never will be. In every way, we are utterly dependent on him. So yes, our world is certainly filled with sadness and pain and darkness. There is much suffering. There's a contempt for human life out there, and we know that. There's a growing division of humanity, and some factions of which hate both God and man and seek to eliminate both God and man. All of this is evil. All of this is darkness. And all of it is backwards. Christ is the way forward. Christ Jesus is our joy. He's the way to joy. He is the way to happiness. He is the way to our fulfillment. All of this is found living in his life of grace, obeying and practicing the truth of his word, and exchanging the death of sin for the life of faith. By his own life, death, and resurrection, he, the light, makes you and me, all of us, lights. He makes us lights of his salvation. He makes us lights for those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death. Never be ashamed of that. Always let that light shine brightly. Look toward the Lord and be radiant, and let not your faces become ashamed. Turn from evil and do good. Always seek peace. Pursue the light and peace that is Christ. Pursue the light and peace always of Christ.